So we're going to try to do Be'ezra Hashem and Bli Neder this week and next week. Is speak a little bit about the mitzvah of mezuzah. We're primarily trying to learn Torah of the Gra, but prior to next week, where Be'ezra Hashem will speak a little bit about the Torah of the Gra and mezuzah, we're going to speak a little bit about the shitas of the Rambam and the Ramban as far as the purpose of the mitzvah of mezuzah. There's a lot of, I think, very beautiful Torah. We're going to spend much less time on shitas HaRambam. We're going to spend a lot more time on the Ramban. The Ramban is one of his most famous pieces, the end of Parshas Bo. We'll try to note some other pieces of the Ramban, which I think shed significant light in terms of the mitzvah of mezuzah in a more focused way. But let's try and do our best. Okay, the mitzvah of mezuzah is found as part of Kriyat Shema. It's found in Parshas Ve'eschanan that we have Uksatim al mezuzas beisacha visharecha. It's found in Parshas Ekev as well as part of Vayam Shamoa. We have a mitzvah. That mitzvah is the mitzvah of mezuzah. The mitzvah itself has a lot of specific halachas. Its formulation in Torah Shebichsav already is a little bit odd, as some of the achronim emphasize. It sounds like mezuzah is not something which you're placing on a wall. It sounds like uksaftem al mezuzah b'yisach v'sharech. It's like you're writing the text on the wall itself, as some develop. But part of the question is, what exactly is the purpose of this mitzvah? We know that there's a machlokas in the Gemara in Babitzi and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, whether we're darshin and tamei dekra or not, the whole sugya of tamei hamitzvos, how much we paskin based on tamei hamitzvos or not. The Rambam writes pretty emphatically that even if we don't paskin based on the reasoning behind mitzvos, still we try to understand to the best of our ability the reason and purpose behind the mitzvos that we are fulfilling. The mitzvah of mezuzah happens to be a fascinating one, both because of the Torah which is found in Rishonim and Achronim about the chiyuv of mezuzah, but I think perhaps even more than that, it ends up being a mitzvah which gets to the core of tamei hamitzvos, at least for some Rishonim, in a more broader sense. If I understand the sugya of mezuzah, I understand the purpose of a whole lot of mitzvos. So we'll begin with Shitas HaRambam. We'll spend a little bit less time on that, and then we'll try to say out a little bit more in terms of the Ramban's Shita. The Rambam's most, I think, well-known articulation about the purpose of mezuzah, it's a line in the Rambam, the end of his discussion of mezuzah in Perek Vav, Hilchos Tefillah Mezuzah Sefer Torah, Perek Vav Halacha Yud Gimel, where the Rambam here emphasizes the reasoning or the purpose of the mitzvah of mezuzah. Chayev Adam lihizayir b'mezuzah. A person is chayev to be extra careful with mezuzah. That's not a line the Rambam uses by every single mitzvah, though all mitzvahs are certainly important for Rambam. But there are certain mitzvahs that require an extra level of zihiras. Mipnei shehi chovas hakol tamid. All are constantly obligated in mezuzah. Or Sameach points out, men and women are all chayev in it, day and night. It's not limited to a particular time. This is a mitzvah of constant and universal importance. V'chol eis sheyikanes v'yetze, sheyichnas v'yetze, yifka b'yichat shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And every time that you go inside and outside of a room, you encounter something which represents Yichud Hashem. The text written in the mezuzah comes from Kriyat Shema, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Every time you walk by, you encounter the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when I encounter Yichud Hashem, the Rambam understands that's supposed to generate for me a particular reaction. V'yizkor ahavaso, I remember ahavas Hashem, v'yeyor mishenaso, and it wakes me up. V'shkiyaso behevle hazman, it wakes me up to the fact that maybe I'm sleeping through this world, I'm not taking advantage of opportunities properly. V'yeda she'ein shem davar ha'omei le'olam olmei olamim el yediyas tzor ha'olam. The only thing which is most permanent, which is long-lasting, which is most significant, is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Umiyad hu chozer l'da'aso v'holot b'darchei mishar. And then I reacquire the proper perspective, and I'm able to go around and live a different kind of life. Says the Rambam, the goal and purpose of mitzvah mezuzah is that every time you go in and out of a room, you encounter Yichud Hashem, and the goal of when I encounter Yichud Hashem, that triggers within me a sense of ahava, Ribbono Shel Olam, and it triggers within me a recognition that my life is not supposed to be a life when I'm basically asleep. It's supposed to be something which wakes me up. Amru Chachamim, kol mi sheyesho tefillin b'rosho uvizroo, V'tzitzis b'vigdo u'mezuzah b'pischo. If you have tefillin on your body, tzitzis, you're wearing your clothing, mezuzah on your house, muchzak lo shelo yechta, we can assume that person won't sin. The Rambam's not making a Kabbalistic explanation as to why that would be. Like, mystically, you won't sin. He means the kind of person that has these kinds of triggers throughout his, on his body, on his clothing, in his home, is, if he internalized that properly, if he's zahir in this, he's going to be okay. He's not going to sin. V'hein hein ha-malachim ha-tematzilin osu milachto. Those are the angels that stop a person from sinning. A couple of aras in Rambam. None of them are so fancy, but I think they are important nonetheless. First of all, those of us, if it were like Erev or Shoshana time, there are lines here in Rambam that would certainly trigger the idea of a mitzvah, which is there to wake a person up. The Rambam in Hilchos Shofar, I forget. Not good. But the Rambam emphasizes that when it comes to the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar, that Tkiyas Shofar is there, Ur Yishena Mishinaschem, wake up a little bit. Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet, I think. Gimel Dalet? That, I don't know. You let me know. Whatever. That it's about waking up a person from their slumber and that mitzvah. Some note, I think, what is a very strong diak, even here, though, it's an important diak. When the Rambam gives the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar, he somehow, like, hedges a little bit. He says, even though Tkiyas Shofar is a Gezeiras HaMelech, even though it's a Gezeiras HaKasav, Remez Yeshbo. There is some sort of a hint in the reasoning behind Shofar. The Rambam here just says straight up, this is what mezuzah is about. This is a very direct statement in Rambam. This is a lot of the goal of mezuzah, and it is about engendering a certain kind of yichud, of yediyah, and the Rambam, Lishitaso, has it in a bunch of places. The Rambam understands that increased yediyah, increased knowledge, should automatically trigger two things here. An emotional reaction of ahava, and yediyah also triggers not only an emotional appreciation, but even on a level of action, I'm going to live a different life now as a result. A lot of this is a Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, Rambam in places, as far as the mitzvahs. A lot of the goal of the mitzvahs is to increase our yediyah, our awareness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But awareness of Ribbono Shel Olam then leads to something else. Awareness of Ribbono Shel Olam leads to a different kind of action, which is present. That's part of what we see. This is part of what we have. For Shitas HaRambam, your Zahir, we see that mezuzah for Rambam is incredibly, incredibly important. We see something else in Rambam also, which is he's talking about mezuzah, but the Maimar Chazal he quotes, no, it's not only mezuzah, but also tefillin and tzitzis. And part of the question is that significant at all? That tefillin and tzitzis are also considered to be part of this. The Ramban has a bunch of different comments about mezuzah. I think most certainly his most famous is in the end of Parshas Bo, but we will, that has to be under a hot list of like things you got to know. Okay, perfect. So that's good. Okay. The Ramban, before we get to Parshas Bo, we'll try to put together, I think, four or five comments of the Ramban. The Ramban has really some interesting things. First, we'll frame things with some questions. Torah says in Parshas V'yashchanan, part of Kriyat Shema, Uksavtim al mezuzah beisecho uvish arecha. There's a mitzvah of mezuzah. A mitzvah of mezuzah. The Ramban, as some of us may know, differentiates throughout all of Sefer Dvarim between two kinds of mitzvos. Mitzvos that we did not have yet, they're originally found in Sefer Dvarim, and mitzvos that we seem to encounter for the first time in Dvarim, but they're really elaborations of, tied to mitzvos that we already got in the first four of Chumashim. The Ramban says, the mitzvah of mezuzah, what kind of mitzvah is it? Initially, he says, it must be that the mitzvah of mezuzah is a new kind of a mitzvah that we have not yet encountered. It must be it is a new kind of mitzvah. I don't have any reference to it at all. But then the Ramban says, maybe the mitzvah of mezuzah is actually v'ulai gamzo mivo eres. Maybe it's a mitzvah that's elaborating upon a mitzvah we already have. Maybe I had a reference to mezuzah in Chumash. Where is that reference? Parshas Bo. Next week, Parsha, nir mezuzah sham b'mitzvahs. It's a reference in the mitzvah, ulezikaron bein einecha, lemantiya Torah Hashem beficha. You should have a zikaron between your eyes to have Torah Hashem with you. Where is that from? That possible? What's the context of that? The mitzvah of tefillin. So says the Ramban, maybe the mitzvah of mezuzah is already hinted in the mitzvah of tefillin. question number one, where? Why? What's the link between tefillin and mezuzah? How is that suddenly considered to be a reference point here? Where is that referenced at all, tefillin and mezuzah? It does bring us back to, again, that Rambam, tefillin and mezuzah, but why is it that the Ramban thinks the mitzvah of mezuzah is hinted to in the mitzvah of tefillin, Additionally, there is something else also fascinating in the Ramban al Torah. This is quoting from a Maimer Chazal that Rashi quotes, but I think it's interesting also. It's a very famous Maimer Chazal that the Ramban made, like incredibly famous, and that is the and that's the following. Torah tells us, or Chazal speak about, what's the goal of mitzvot in Chutz La'aretz? The Ramban, it's Dvarim Yud Aleph Yud Ches. Rashi says that even when a Jew's in Chutz La'aretz, it should still keep mitzvot. Because it should be a reminder that you, when you return to Eretz Yisrael, you'll be able to fill it more ideally. That's a very complicated Maimer Chazal. It sounds like the only purpose of mitzvot in Chutz La'aretz is we can have a remembrance of mitzvot in Chutz La'aretz, so that when we come back to Eretz Yisrael, we can do mitzvot properly. That's a Maimer Chazal, which is very, very controversial. Akadekach, that some think there was a girsa mistake. The examples quoted of mitzvot you have to fulfill in Chutz La'aretz. The example, Rashi says as follows. Afla achar shegalu heyu mitzuyanim b'mitzvos. Hava amina, you should only do mitzvot in Eretz Yisrael. Kamash malan, you should do them even in Chutz La'aretz. What are the mitzvos? Heinichu tefillin and asu mezuzas. Tefillin and mezuzah are the mitzvahs that a person should do in Chutz La'aretz. Kadesh lo yilam chadashim kishtasu. It shouldn't be new when you come back. I think some Afronim think that it was a Tau Sofer, and that there's no way there'd be a Havamina that you wouldn't have to do Tefillin, Mezuzah, and Chutz La'aretz. And there's really Tuf, Vav, Mem, Rosh Tables for Chumos and Maestros. That the Havamina was, that the Chiddush was, fulfill Tumos and Maestros and Chutz La'aretz, and when you come back to Eretz Yisrael, you'll know what Chumos and Maestros really are. But it's not our Girsa, it's not our text, not Rashi or the Ramban had. The Ramban even elaborates that it sounds in Chazal that there was a special Inyan to teach us that when you go into Chutz La'aretz to still keep mitzvos that are not ground dependent, still do it. Says the Ramban, we learn from this Maimer Chazal that all mitzvot need to be fulfilled in Chutz La'aretz. All mitzvot need to be fulfilled in Chutz La'aretz. Just like tefillin and mezuzah, you fulfill in Chutz La'aretz, even though mostly there's a setup for Eretz Yisrael, so too all mitzvot. So writes the Ramban, we learn from here. V'nilmehem nilmod l'chol ha-mitzvot in chovetz ha-guf t'chayavim b'chol makom. Similar question. If you had to choose two mitzvot to teach me that these are mitzvot that you need to do, even in Chutz La'aretz, is it coincidental the mitzvot that were chosen were tefillin and mezuzah? We see there seems to be a tefillin and mezuzah link. It seems to be significant. It seems to be important. What is the nature of that, and what exactly is the purpose of the mitzvah of mezuzah? This leads us to a Ramban in Parshas Bo. Please pay attention. This stuff is so famous. We'll be mosif, I think, some important things. The Ramban is good at building anticipation when he's writing. The Ramban sometimes it's like a line that he didn't emphasize, and it's very famous. But here, Viata Morlecha Klavata Mitzvos Rabbas. I'll tell you what you sowed, which will explain many, many mitzvos. The goal of many, many mitzvos. Says the Ramban as follows. That from the time period already, Bimei Enosh, from a very early time period there in Bereishis, man started messing up. And we messed up in particular through a wrong hashkafa as to the role of God in this world. And there were different elements of Avodah Zarah in terms of mistakes that people made. There were those that denied God's existence entirely. The world was, it is, and it always will be. There were those that understood that there was a God that created the world, but understand that he then checked out, created the world and left. There were those that thought that God created the world, is still sort of here, but has no idea of what's sort of really going on, and certainly no capacity of hashgacha, of actual involvement in this world. There were mistaken beliefs that were creeping in. The Ramban understands in a way similar to Rambam, parentheses, in a way different than Rashi, in one place, and the Gra, and others, that the goal of mezuzah, and here for the Ramban, partially tefillin, is to correct mistaken beliefs and to build in reminders that can address particular beliefs. As opposed to Rambam that understands that what inspires our shift in perspective is etzem the yifka b'yichad Hashem. You go out and you encounter the oneness of God. The Ramban understands the following idea. God wanted people to think properly and think clearly about his role in this world. The way that the Ribbono Shel Olam did that was, how do I know? What is the best way for the Ribbono Shel Olam to indicate for me? What is the best way that God can show me that he is in fact in charge of this world? What am I going to do that? Through Nisim, Gluyim, revealed miracles that were able to radically change Teva, radically change nature. And as a result of all of that, I'm going to suddenly be able to appreciate, oh my God, the Ribbono Shel Olam is involved in this world. So Ribbono Shel Olam at times, Nisim, Gluyim, the Ribbono Shel Olam decided to change nature. And that was the ultimate raya, the fact that God chose nature, changed nature, that God is still involved in this world. The problem is, and this is an amazing line of the Ramban says, the problem is that the Ribbono Shel Olam was not always going to do that. Uba'avor ki Hashem lo yase osu mofes b'chol dor le'ene kol rasha u'kofer. That the Ribbono Shel Olam is not going to constantly give these miracles. It's an amazing thing. It's like one of these questions that people have all the time. Like, why can't he just make it easier? There are certain pieces of information I would love to know the answer to that would make everything awesome. If there were revealed miracles, wouldn't that on some level be awesome? There'd be no sfeikos and emunah. Personally, what I would love more than anything else, a yediyah which I would love, is like, I don't know, once a month, once a year, like a scoreboard of how I'm doing in mitzvahs and averas. It'd be an amazing thing. Who wouldn't want to know that? Like, if we're Rosh Hashanah, you want to know, like, how much I'd be sweating right now? Like, what should my tshuva be looking like? Like, mitzvos, averos, dechuyos, like, where am I holding in the Olam Haba thing? Like, the same way, like, you're in a class sometimes, so you're there's, like, a midterm in the middle. It gives you, like, there's a first test, quizzes, gives you some indications as to how you're doing. I always wanted that piece of information. I always wanted to know, like, what's the score like? Now, that's very scary if it's bad, but honestly, I'd rather be scared now than it would be lachar me'efa esrim, like, the opportunity to know. I don't know. For me, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind that, but alas. The Ramban understands that the Ribbono Shel Olam is not going to do that. Why is the Ribbono Shel Olam not going to do that? So Ramban doesn't really explain here in his Peirush al HaTorah. He does explain in a piece in Torah Hashem Tamimah, the drush of the Ramban. The Ramban there elaborates. It's like working off this Ramban, but he just is mosif more. I was really happy because I found it, but it's quoted in the footnotes here in Yosef HaTorah Ramban, so that like really just, you know, sucks that out. But because of the guy, if I have, I had to mention that I found it. The Ramban in the drasha of Torah Shem Tamimah gives us two mahalchim as to why God wouldn't always give miracles. One, she'ein hadoros ru'uyin lakach. Maybe the other, not every door is ro'i for these kinds of miracles. O mipnei she'ein sorech b'heos. Or the Ramban says, I don't need to constantly do it. The Ramban doesn't want to change to have it. It's unnecessary. I've done enough that there's enough which is already... built in. It could be the Ramban has another idea also, which is it would be a lower quality of Avodas Hashem. If there were constantly revealed miracles, it wouldn't be the kind of meaningful of Avodas Hashem, because it would say, like, I just constantly need to get my miracle fix to be able to worship Ribbono Shel Olam, and God wants us to be people who are capable of being able to do certain things. That, like, the capacity. Mashalma Davidoma, I'll give you an amazing Rosenzweig Ha'ara, which I like a lot. That in the Pasuk, I think when he reads the Ramban al Torah, Vasit Yashavatov, so the Ramban says, you know, we quoted this Pasuk, this Ramban this year. The Ramban says, Ribbono Shel Olam couldn't give us every single detailed case of halacha. It would be too impossible. But rather, Ribbono Shel Olam told us in a sweeping way, like, Vasit Yashavatov. Do that which is good and do that which is just and you know, just be a good guy, and that's valuable also. So Rosenzweig pointed out, which I think is a very sharp idea, he's like, I'm not even sure the Ribbono Shel Olam, of course he could do it. God couldn't do that. He couldn't give us every permutation of a case. He's like, the Ribbono Shel Olam, he created the world with an amira. Like, he couldn't do that. Part of it, maybe the Ribbono Shel Olam also didn't want to do that. That part of what the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted was giving us all of the klalim as far as the partnership of Torah, of Lo B'Shamayim and our role, and that we have to navigate a lot of these details as far as based on the yisodos that come from Torah Hashem. That's part of what it is. So could the Ribbono Shel Olam always do miracles? Of course he could. He didn't want to. But because God didn't want to give us miracles, so how do the miracles matter in subsequent generations? The Ramban says, very famously, we're going to have a zikaron. we're going to have a zikaron. What is a zikaron? What is the zikaron? What exactly does that mean? We're going to have things that remind us of the miracles. What is the best show that God ever put on? I realize that's probably my whole guess, but maybe creation of the world. But the Ramban, the Kuzari, and others, they're like, Yisod of Emunah comes from the world of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim changes everything. The more there's an appreciation of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the more there's an awareness of what that taught us, that the bigger of a deal it happens to be. Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's what it is. God's involvement in this world. The more that we remember Yitzias Mitzrayim and what God did, the more I remember about basics of Emunah. There is a God. God created the world. God still knows what's going on, and God can still be involved in this world. That's what Yitzias Mitzrayim is. Says the Ramban, there are many, many mitzvahs that are geared towards teaching us about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzave osanu shenase tamed zikaron ve'os. We are commanded to always have remembrances asher ro eininu about what we saw. V'nate kadaver el baninu. By the way, I think this is an amazing idea. Like most of the event. There are so many important values that because life is very busy, we can forget to be aware of. So says the Ramban, some of these values, if there isn't a remembrance, if there isn't a zecher, so then we're going to easily be able to forget it and not have the same impact. That's like the very famous comment of the Shem Yishmuel we quote sometimes when the Gemara says in Maseches, Sota kol roa sota bikol kula yazir atzmo min hayayin. If you see a sota woman, you should become a nazir. You see how far a person could fall. A woman could be mizana, so you should be mekabel upon yourself nazira, distance yourself from this world. So Shem Yishmuel says, why is one who saw it have to be mekabel? The one who saw it was probably so impacted by it. The one who saw a sota woman get destroyed in that kind of a way, why does that person have to have a kabbalah to become a nazir? That person just like, remember what you saw. Shouldn't that be good enough? Elamai says to Shem Yishmuel, it's not really the way that the world works. Even if you see something and it was powerful, if there aren't the built-in kabbalahs, chiyuvim, etc., it's not going to last the same way. That's the sort of the Ramban in a bunch of different places. Says the Ramban as follows, V'hichmir ba'od b'inyan zeh, God is very stringent about these remembrances. The Ribbono Shel Olam is not passive about like, try to have them if you can, if not, not. He says, K'mo shechayev ba'achilas chachiv kareis ba'achilas chametz uvazivas ha'pesach. One of the only two mitzvos asay that if you don't fulfill, you get kareis for is the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Because that's a remembrance and God takes it very, very seriously having these remembrances that are there. V'hitzrich shenichtov kol ma shenira eilenu ba'osos uvemoftim. We are required to write down everything. Al yadenu on our hand v'al bein einenu. The mitzvah of tefillin. V'nichtov oso od al pischei habatim b'mezuzas. And mezuzah also comes for this. V'shenaskez b'finu boker v'erev and to kriya shema v'chuleh. Says the Ramban the following idea. Pay attention because it's not going to make a lot of sense. Says the Ramban like this. The goal of mitzvah mezuzah is to build in for a person, to build for a person the recognition, the awareness that there was a Yetzias Mitzrayim. In that sense, Rambam and the Ramban are in one camp. The goal of mezuzah is to be a constant reminder of something about God. Whereas the Rambam emphasizes Yichud Hashem and the oneness, the Ramban emphasizes God's involvement in this world because like tefillin, mezuzah is all about a zecher liyetzias Mitzrayim. And every time that you encounter the mezuzah, I think about yetzias Mitzrayim, I think about God's involvement in this world. Ask the Brisker Rav an unbelievable kasha, as do many of the Mefarshim on the Ramban. This question is so powerful, it is so obvious, and it's so fundamental. This is not true at all. It's just not true. Mezuzah has no shaychus to Yitzias Mitzrayim. If you would open up a mezuzah and go through the text of a mezuzah, there is no reference whatsoever to Yitzias Mitzrayim. There is no reference there, bichlal, to anything having to do with leaving Egypt. Ask many of the Farshim and the Rambam, the Brisker Rav, Al HaTorah, and the Stencils, many of the Mefarshim wondered a very obvious question. According to the Ramban, if the goal of mitzvahs mezuzah, if the goal is Yetzias Mitzrayim, where's the reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim? Where's the reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim in mezuzah? I know the Rambam's pshat. I know where Yichud Hashem is in mezuzah. It says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem, Echad. I know where Yichud Hashem is. But where is Yetzias Mitzrayim in the mezuzah itself? Where is Yetzias Mitzrayim in the mezuzah itself? What's the answer? Says Brisker Rav, many Mefarshim. Tefillin. It says in the mezuzah, Ukshartim Le'os Ayadecha, Vayil Le'Totafos Bein Einecha. It says Tefillin there. we know that tefillin is about Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that's the psukim in Parshas Bo. So the same way, says the Priska Rav and other Mefarshim, mezuzah is about Yetzias Mitzrayim, because mezuzah has tefillin in it, and tefillin reminds us of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Let's chavish on this far, and then we'll try to say something. No, I think we'll say something good. Even I think we're gonna be yisod, which is yisod. That's like really,
it's real.
We have two groups of rishonim that think the goal of mezuzah to be an intellectual reminder to something. The Rambam says to Yichud Hashem. The Ramban says to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why is Yetzias Mitzrayim valuable? Is the ultimate raya that God is involved in this world and controls this world. And the purpose of mezuzah is to remind us of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the goal of mezuzah. We ask the question, doesn't really seem to remind us that much of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Doesn't really seem to remind us that much of it at all. No, there's a reference to tefillin in there, and that reference to tefillin, and tefillin in Pesukim and Parshas Bo relates to it, so then we are entirely good to go. I have a basic question. It's a very simple question. Both for Rambam and for the Ramban, these are terrible reminders, lichora. If you wanted a good reminder of Yichud Hashem on your door, what should you probably write on your door? In big letters. Yichud Hashem. What would you probably not want to do? Have it as a hint, but certainly cover it up on your door. You know, we don't even see the text of it as you walk by. For the Ramban, this is you're an educator, and you want to send you're running a camp, let's say. You're running a school, and you want to have up certain yesodos that are around the school of like, these are the things that we really believe in. So we will put a remez to it on every door, hidden up and covered, that you can fairly easily miss. And we will say, these are our animatments. This is what we really believe in. Here are the remazim of what it's really all about. It is a fairly poor reminder, lichora, a mezuzah. It's not really doing it. I will strengthen the question with another mitzvah that is mefurash, a reminder, and also a fairly terrible one at that, lichora. Again, I'm saying it. The mitzvah of tzitzis. Parsha Shlach. Huzchartem, I remember the mitzvah by tzitzis. How does tzitzis remind me of the mitzvos? So either it's like a Rashi, kind of like a gematria kind of a game. The knots, the string somehow leads to Taryag mitzvos. Good to go. Or, no, Tcheles is Dome Liyam, Yam Dome Lirakia, Rakia Dome Lekise HaKavad. Something of, these are remazim to remind us of mitzvos that are not so great. What about tefillin? I put boxes on my arm and on my head. The text of what's in there is hidden. It doesn't seem like the zechers, the reminders, are the kinds of reminders I would have in mind if I wanted to really tap into things. Oh, it's getting me to say this. They say that Rav Dessler once said the following Shtickle Torah. This is a Torah about tzitzis, but it's a little bit of a famous idea, but it's a little bit like a guy once said to Rav Dessler, I don't get the tchelos idea. I don't see tchelos and think of Dome Liam, Dome Lerakia, Dome Kisekava. What's the shot? But then I said, there's another halacha in Shulchan Aruch. I want to know if you understand that one. Halacha is that you can't look at the bigdei tzivonim of an isha. You can't look at, let's say, a woman's undergarments. You're not looking at, even if she can't wear them, because it's going to be merames on the woman if you see her undergarments. He said, does that halacha make sense to you? So the guy said, yeah. He said, it's really just all a question of where you're holding. Meaning it's the etzem to say, like, it's all a remez. It's a question that's like, where are you at? You know, like, that remez I get, because like, I'm the etzem holding there, so I'm not going to get... But, okay. Do we want with that? I think that here is there is a yesod, which is very important. It's a yesod, which if you read the Ramban, Al HaTorah, a little, very, very closely, you can see parts of. It's a Ramban where in his Drasha Torah Shem Tmima, I think he elaborates upon. And it's the following idea. The following Yisrael. Says the Ramban. And let's unpackage this because I think it's an amazing insight for Tfilin, Tzitzis, and Mezuzah. I think there's a lot to be said here. The Ramban understands, which is a Dover Pasha, and all of us, I think, can attest to this particular fact, that putting on Tzitzis does not automatically remind us of mitzvos. Putting on tefillin does not automatically remind us of anything. Putting on walking by a mezuzah does not automatically remind us of a whole lot. It is not automatic at all.
If you look in the Ramban in his drasha Torah Shem Tmima, because I think there he says it out more. There he says it out more explicitly. The Ramban says as follows. Says the Ramban. V'yadua. Ki ha'osem mitzvah below kavana, omish lo yizbonim ba, lo asa shlemas. A person can do a mitzvah and be yotze, but if it has no intent, if there is no awareness of what is going on, that is not a full fulfillment of the mitzvah. Aval ha'mizbonim ba ma'asa, what happens when you interpret and you work hard at understanding, at being a thoughtful person, at encountering things in this world, and pausing to ask yourself what is going on? So then he is kana mezuzah achas bediner. You spend a little bit of money buying a mezuzah. Although Sofer told me recently that mezuzah is getting more expensive because this is an amazing chat. You ready for this? Why is it getting more expensive? That chasna. Because less people are going to safras. Why are less people going to safras? Because it used to be if I learned in yeshiva for a long time, I wanted to make a good parnasa, I'll go and I'll become a sofer. It's an easy thing to get. Problem is that now it's easier to make money through selling things on Amazon. So instead of the guys that would have spent a long time like really handling and being able to learn the software to get to become a sofer, people just make other money in like other kinds of side hustles, which has taken a toll on the amount of quality sofer that are out there. Is that true? I don't know. Is it intriguing? Most certainly. Says the Ramban as follows. You buy a mezuzah for a dinar or an arde, you know, more expensive. V'kava b'pischa. And you put it at your door. V'niskavein v'nisbonein b'inyana. Having a mezuzah does nothing. The goal of the zecher is that not, it's like a token, easier way of remembering, is that it's a zecher that requires and demands intellectual investment. If you do that, at that moment when I walk by mezuzah and I pause and I think, I am recognizing what's really going on in this world. The Ramban seems to understand that there is this enormous, enormous toeles in pausing and reflecting upon the zecher which is there. Ramban writes in Perush Al Torah, that's why, Hevizar b'mitzvah kala k'mitzvah chamura. Because if you have a proper perspective, even a mitzvah kala can be transformative. Even it can be transformative. I think what the Ramban is driving at, and some of these zechers are driving at, is the following idea. What's the end game? What's the real goal? If the goal is just a person has a very superficial awareness of mitzvos, or a very superficial awareness of Yichud Hashem, there are probably easier and more direct ways of doing it. Post it, you know, Yichud Hashem here. Post it in that kind of a way. What the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from us is to be the kinds of people who have to work to be able to appreciate the remes. Eino doma the message when you have to ponder and appreciate it in multiple steps than when you have to just get it in 5 seconds. When a person's sitting there, every time you walk by, the charge is not to remember Yichud Hashem. The charge is about it to be misbonin about what it represents and be able to do it. Many of the remazim that we get for mitzvos are intentionally those that we are supposed to work hard at being able to appreciate. It's supposed to trigger us and be the kinds of people who are sufficiently thoughtful and aware of what is going on. The world would be easier if we had a token reminder. The world is more meaningful. We become better Jews when it comes with a deeper intellectual appreciation of what is going on. To say it differently, token awareness does not, B'lashon HaRambam, trigger Avas Hashem. It does not trigger a reassessment of the way I'm living my life. Token awareness is token awareness. You know of it, and then you move on. A deeper awareness is what triggers a real shift in behavior. The kind of person that looks at tzitzis, invests the time to appreciate what it tells me about mitzvos, how tcheles is doma to this and doma to that and doma to that. The kind of person that is misbonein b'davar zeh, that person can reassess his life. That person can do it differently. A one-liner that you could get and you got it every day you walk by, we would tune it out in a second. In a second we would tune it out. It's so easy to become numb to basic and simple reminders of things. You have it, like a guy wants to work on something. If I have on my phone a reminder that the background of my phone, that does something. But after a degree of time, we can easily tune it out. The goal of the Yediyas Hashem triggered by mezuzah is, you know what really works? If you have to stop, think, and ponder. To stop, think, and ponder. What is this really telling me? Why is tzitzis a zecher for it over anything else? What exactly about mezuzah or tefillin is that? So I would suggest you could take this or leave it. But the same way when it comes to tzitzis, the reason why the remez is steps removed, that's why the Ramban's also Yetzias Mitzrayim by mezuzah remez is steps removed. It's what's the remez of Mitzrayim there? Well, inside this parsha of the mezuzah, it says tefillin. And tefillin and mezuzah, tefillin's back to Mitzrayim. And then memela, I'm going to think about the Mitzrayim, there is the fact that tefillin's there also. That being is boning. That's really, really to ponder and to think. That's going to work. Personally, that's going to work. I would suggest you could take this or leave this also, but that's why those are the two mitzvos associated for the Ramban and Chazal for what the Medrash Mefurish highlights you have to do in Chutz La'aretz. Tefillin and mezuzah. There are many mitzvos we have to do in Chutz La'aretz. Why are tefillin and mezuzah all the more critical? Why are those the two that we perceive as being this like critical piece? And from them we're going to learn all of the mitzvos. Because tefillin and mezuzahs are great reminders of what's important. But it isn't just the reminder. It is the methodology of how you are supposed to remember. The methodology of how you're supposed to remember is through being mizbonim. Through doing it bikavana, to think and to reflect in a meaningful way. That is what triggers the thoughts to move in a good direction, to pause and to think. In Chutz La'aretz, when things are very, very busy, the Baal Shem used to say, I've never found this in Thai, but I heard this when I was the summer after my senior year of high school. I heard this shot, Kem Sora. The guy was getting up to give a drasha in the middle of davening, and he gave a drasha, he quoted this Baal Shem. If it's not true, I don't want to know, because it's an awesome Baal Shem. Torah says that if Klal Yisrael sins, they're going to speedily be thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. So the Baal Shem, the Chassidim have this koach to take psukim that are bad and tell you why they're really good. So get the first part about sin. V'avadatem mehera me'al ha'aretz. We say in Kriya Shema, v'avadatem mehera, that in Eretz Yisrael, you lose the mehera. In Eretz Yisrael, things are a little bit of a slower existence. It's a little bit calmer. In Eretz Yisrael, you lose elements of the mehera. I thought there's nafmina ledina based on this. It explains the sheet of the Ramah. What do we not do in Chutz La'aretz that we do in Eretz Yisrael? Pitim Ketores at the end of davening. The Ramah says we don't do Pitim Ketores at the end of davening because we're too busy running to work. Why is the minhag in Eretz Yisrael we say Pitim Ketores? Because we're less busy. We have time to say Pitim Ketores at the end of davening.
Feel like
we're
at 30 p.m.
Because they have nothing to do, exactly. The phenomenon of Eretz Yisrael is a world of less reason, Machdimin. It's the world of, it is. But I think that part of the Pesach is that when life is very busy, which is the Ol of Gullus in many ways, of a very, very busy life for all of us, so the antidote to that is not token superficial reminders of things. The antidote to that is not a small thing here or there. The antidote to that is being mizbonein, is stopping to pause, reflect, and think. And says the Ramban, quoting the Maamar Chazal, we have tefillin on our body, tzitzis on our clothing, and mezuzah in all of our rooms when we walk in and out. That is part of what the goal is of mezuzah. It's that kind of a remez that becomes all the more important. The methodology is valuable in terms of how you trigger a certain remezim. The message is, be mizbonin. Am I yotzi without it? Of course. It says the Ramban. And that, by the way, Derech Agav, I think, is why the Rambam says, what about mezuzah? Heavy zahir. The Rambam's heavy zahir is because it's very easy to overlook what it's really all about. The heavy zahir is to stop, reflect, and think about what it really is. So mezuzah is referenced in tefillin. It's derech agav. There's a lot of these hints that happen to take place because they're driving towards something. But to remember things in a meaningful way requires being mizbonin. It's not coincidental that the reminders are not easy, smooth, token reminders. It's driving at something. What it's driving at is the need to pause, reflect. For the Rambam and the Ramban, the mitzvah of mezuzah is about increasing our yediyah, proper perspectives in the Ribbono Shel Olam. For the Rambam, it also triggers an emotional and action level of response, which is supposed to be there in the best way possible. In that sense, I think we'll speak next week about mezuzah doing something very, very different. Mezuzah as a shmira, as a protection from things. But at minimum, in the Rambam and the Ramban, a lot of important insights about the yediyas Hashem that comes from that, but also the only way that a yediyah actually impacts things, which is if we pause and reflect upon it in a meaningful way, then we are entirely there in a good place. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Have a great Shabbos.